RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Homemade Broadcast episode 475, a special Thursday early edition of the program. My name's Will, and this is Anna Hummel. Hi.
Hello.
Hello to you. Greetings.
Thank you for accommodating me this week.
No, thank you. My gosh, I appreciate that. And I had something to do yesterday. I actually had stuff to do too, and I was going to squeeze this in and rush it, but I figured now we can kind of take our time, and it kind of worked out well. Now, I should warn you, Anna, I've been chronicling the internet problems that I've been having. It's been just weeks and weeks and weeks, and they're still happening. I think maybe it is fixed this time. I'm not sure, but now I got computer problems, camera problems. The computer just told me it had to restart just before I got on. And it's telling me I got to restart again at some point in the near future. So I don't know what's going to happen with this episode. It's going to be interesting. There's potential that you might be left here alone and left to your own devices. I'm not excited about it either. I mean, it must be tough. At least I have. Can you see chats and stuff?
I can see it pop up and then it disappears.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's not ideal, because at least you could, you know, interact with comments and stuff. But yes, we are live on YouTube, Facebook, the Johnny B Show Facebook, HMB Radio Facebook, and YouTube.com. You know, if you wouldn't mind sharing that would be good. Perhaps you're listening later on a podcast, audio only, which I would understand. That's how I consume most of my media. But since we are in the age of YouTube, I'm only about 15 years too late to get involved in YouTube, but why not start, you know, this year we started doing this.
Better late than ever.
That's right. That's what I said too. And I don't know if that's true, but, you know, we're going to give it a whirl and see what happens anyway. So yes, my name's Will. This is Anna. Now, I had the internet guy come out yesterday, and it was kind of weird. He's like, well, let's just run another line from the outside. You have a little connector here. I don't know what that's called. Cable connector. Let's just run this, put the modem over here. I go, okay, let's try it. So he starts to run the line, comes in here, takes the box,
it's okay, dude. I hate to say it. You're on my level. You're on a woman's level right now, because I am understanding what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ethernet cord.
Yeah, modem, I don't think it's that. It's a cable. It's the coax cable. That's what it's called. So he begins. I see him outside begin to run a line around the side of the house here, and then he goes to connect it, you know, to the box. Comes inside, opens it up, determines that the wire, coax wire, doesn't go through right there where it shows that it is. It actually goes upstairs into my neighbor's apartment and up in their attic. So then he goes, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. And I go, okay. And then he comes back a little while. He goes, you know what? I saw it's rusted up there. It's up on the pole. It's rusted. So I'm just going to put in a work order for you, for them to come change, you know, that stuff that's up on the pole there. That should do it. That'll do it. That'll fix it for sure. So I'm like, okay. So I have a feeling that this guy just didn't want to climb up in an attic. I don't blame you. You know, I don't blame that person for not wanting to do that. However, I mean, if it's going to fix my problem, he's kicking the can down the road. There's potential that he knew that this isn't going to fix the problem, but he just didn't want to be the one to fix the problem. He's giving it to somebody else. He's kicking
ass in the buck.
We'll see.
I liked to play a lot when I was younger, but now I'm the exact opposite of that. Is that weird? Are you like that? Do you like passing the buck? Because they see my favorite game. And now I don't play it anymore because I like controlling everything. And I like getting all the credit for everything now.
Yeah. So, well, then you have to have somebody notice that you're doing the work. I'm going through that right now, believe me. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you off air. Yeah. That can be frustrating when you're not getting the recognition for the work.
But also, you know what's being done right. Like, yes, there's been many opportunities for me at work or around the house or whatever to just like leave things and hopefully they get completed. And more likely than not, I just do it myself because I want a clean house or I want the trash to be taken out instead of telling somebody else to do it, telling the guy lower on the totem pole to do it. I'm also not very confrontational, so I'll just do it myself. But yeah, I used to play that game all the time, is just like pass the buck. But maybe it's a maturity thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe I had this this chick I used to work with at my job. We kind of shared this job, and she was a nice girl and everything, but she had kind of a princess type of mentality. And I would watch her, like she would work a certain amount of hours. Like, we were in college at this point, so she would work like 3 hours, and then I would come in the afternoon and work 3 hours. And I would watch her. Sometimes I'd bring in a sandwich and get here a little early, and then sit at the table and eat my sandwich and then go to work. And I would watch her like fumble through the files, like, and then you just grab the top one and do whatever that is. But she would like go through, pick the ones that she wanted to do, and then leave me with the harder stuff that she didn't want to do. And since she got there in the morning, she kind of had that advantage. Because
did this person go by the alias Sleepy McGee?
No, Snoozy McGee is great. Snoozy McGee is awesome. She's really good at her job, and she works really hard. She does like to take a little naparooski now and again, but, you know, who doesn't? And she's, you know, she's an older lady. Yes.
Yeah.
We used to chronicle.
She's an older girl, so I was like, is he just being nice?
No, this is someone completely different. No, Snoozy McGee, I can only imagine how many naps she's taken now that she's remote and works from home. but yeah, it was super awkward. She used to come out on the, we had like the place I worked at was like set up like a house. So we had a living room and a kitchen and all that stuff. So she would just come out into the living room, which was, you know, my office, and then just like lay down on the couch, have a little snooze. And it was very uncomfortable while I was trying to, you know, watch vids and stuff on the computer.
I remember tales of Snoozy McGee.
It was good
and
times.
It would make me laugh.
She's still kicking. Still kicking. A noise.
She would make dookies, remember, that were really smelly?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she would drop massive bombs in the toilet. And then I had to train her like Pavlov's dog. I had to train her to shut the door after she made doo-doo. And because she wouldn't. She would just like drop these old ladies.
Let it air out.
Yeah, old ladies.
Suffocate your coworkers.
Yeah, she would drop these old lady stinkers, and they were bombs, man. And then she would, you know, to be polite, she wanted to air out the bathroom for everybody else, but she would, all the stink would just flood into everybody's office. And so I had to go every time I heard her exit the bathroom, I would just run and shut the door real quick. And I heard her one time walk by again. She goes, "Oh, that's weird. Somebody closed this door." And then she opened it again. And then once she went back in her office, I went back and closed it again. So then when she saw it this time, she must go, "Oh, okay, this is intentional."
Yes, yes. And it was good because you didn't actually have to say anything.
Right.
Because that was what you were trying to avoid, was confrontation.
Especially
so
about
trying to train her, which takes a little bit longer, but it saves you both from the embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't want to embarrass anybody about their twos. I know I got some stinkers too, but I mean, I closed the door.
Would you ever hear it?
Oh, yeah.
You would hear it happening.
Oh, man, yeah. Because she had that, like, you know, that, like, it's a type of body. I was going to say, like, grandma bod, but grandmas can be all shapes and sizes. But she had the, you know, women tend to store their weight, you know, in the lower half, in their hips and in their butt. So she had like a big butt, and when she sat on the porcelain and, you know, unleashed, you would hear the sound of farts just echo throughout.
What does that have to do with body type?
Because she had more surface area on the seat, I guess. Like, it was just like a bass, you know, like there's certain types of speakers. You got your tweeter speaker. Like, this was a bass speaker. It was a big old speaker, and it would make heavy sounds. And it sounded like it was like a rocket ship was going off. And, you know, you can't help it. I get it. But yeah,
kind of like a banner that wasn't loud enough white noise to drown it out.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't. I would hear it and it would disturb me. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm not upset that I don't have to smell her crap anymore. Literally. I do have to deal with it sometimes. Cause she's made herself kind of irreplaceable. You know, she's like locked everything down. She knows how to do it. And she doesn't mm-hmm. want to relinquish this because, you know, the way she could be redundant at a certain point down the line. So she's smart. She's kind of conniving a little bit, which I respect. I kind of like it.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw her in the flesh?
My gosh. Long time.
Before COVID?
No, it was definitely after COVID. When did they sell the building? It's probably been close to a year, I would say. It's probably been close to a year since I've seen any of those people. You kind of connect with them via email and crap like that. But yeah, it's weird working remote. You don't really have that sort of, and I'm like close to my bosses and everything. So I like talk to those guys on the phone every now and again. But yeah, I definitely don't really hang out or see each other very often. Kind of miss it in a weird way, but not really. I mean, I much prefer this setup.
I think you maybe miss like the not what's what I'm looking for in like the infrequent funny story.
Yeah.
You know, cause like it's annoying to get there to be there, but every now and again you would get some great content for the air and that would make you laugh. And then we would also laugh about it when you would tell the story at night.
Yep.
So I feel like that aspect is gone. There's nothing to laugh about anymore, but then you also don't have to deal with BS.
Absolutely.
Or the literal just S. Yeah. So yeah,
that's very true. Content is very important. The content is not as good because I feel like any sort of stuff from work that I do have is like radio stuff, and I don't want to talk about that on a podcast or a radio show because that could just go, you know, really bad. But I was looking for these scams, Anna. I'm looking for a kind of a side hustle gig. You know, I've talked about it many times. People are probably tired of hearing about it, but I've been looking for jobs, another remote job that I could do on top of the job that I have now, kind of combine forces and get more of an income coming in.
Sure.
So many scams that these like LinkedIn easy apply things, you click a few buttons and now they have your phone number, they have your email. And now I'm just getting bombarded with a bunch of, you know, scams, ads. There was one today, though, that was so impressive that I actually reported it to the FTC because it was like, if you have an average IQ or definitely below, I almost fell for it because, you know how you well, you don't have to do these, but I have to do them at CMG and my other company, too. There's this company, Know Before, it's called, and they do, they kind of tell you about, they'll send you like fake phishing emails. And if you click on it, then you got to do a training and. They do yearly trainings that you have to do to learn about phishing and hacking and all this stuff. But, you know, so there's things to look for. Like when you get an email, you got to look at who's the sender. So if it's like, you know, at Gmail or something, and they say they're from Office Depot, then you know that it's a scam. Mm-hmm. But this one I got, and it was like, we're going to hire you. You rule. And we want to hire you. So we need your banking info, all this stuff. And I'm like, well, that's suspicious, but it came from a website. It was something finance.com. So I'm like, huh. And I go to the website. It's a real website, not particularly well done, but a website. And it had like packages that you could buy for investments and stuff. So I'm like, maybe this is legit. And I actually asked my girlfriend's a recruiter. So I sent it over to her. I was like, what do you think about this? And she's like, feels kind of scammy, but also might be real. So she actually called the number on the website and talked to the guy. And he's like, can you tell me, you know, I'm from this recruiting firm, whatever. Can you tell me more about your business? I got some people I could place with you. And she's just like, and the guys, I didn't ask it what accent they had, but she goes, well, I got an email address. They wouldn't connect me to the person that sent you the email, allegedly. But She's like, I have this email address, forward that email to this guy to even get a response. The web address came up undeliverable. And then the person on the phone said, use the automated chat bot if you have any questions. I mean, it was pretty impressive. I mean, obviously, we determined that it was, in fact, a scam. But, I mean, to have a website and go through, like, how much work is that to scam somebody? Like, that is hard work, setting up a website, getting a line, like a phone number. Like, you could put these skills that you're doing right now to use in a legit way and make money. I guess you have the potential to make a lot of money in a short period of time. You get access to credit cards and bank accounts. You can just drain a whole bank account. But that one was impressive. So I actually wrote to the FTC and reported that one, because that was...
But if that almost got you, then that would get almost, 95% of the population.
Yes. So. Yeah. So that was kind of scary. But all the work that I was impressed, with how much work they did on this scam, because we're doing those trainings where we kind of look for these warning signs. It used to be easy. You just send an email and then with a link, and then you could just get into somebody's bank account. People would just click anything.
Yeah.
Now, not so much. People are wising up, so they have to get more sophisticated. So the mental energy and time that goes into scamming is crazy. It's almost
like you said, it's just a few hits.
Yeah,
and you make bank. And if it kind of almost duped you, like think about someone who's starting to take a turn in their mid late 70s, maybe 80s, and how easy it would be to bamboozle them. So.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like, is the government going to get on this? They must have. If they have a website, it has to be registered somewhere. Like, maybe they did it with Bitcoin or something and they can't find them. They probably not going to do anything to them anyway. But I don't know. I figured it was worth a shot. It's, whatever. Did you see that QAnon shaman got released from prison today?
I did. Thanks to you.
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, God. Well, if I can be honest, I haven't been following January 6th, probably since about January 7th of 2021. I'm just so uninterested by it. But this is kind of cool, though, because this guy was local, right?
No, I don't think he was kind of like this weird. There was one guy from here. I swear to God,
this guy's from like Sarasota or something, or Bradenton.
No, that's who that is. That's the pet of the guy who stole the podium or the lectern or whatever.
Okay. All right. I got him confused. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy, the QAnon shaman was like the mascot of January 6th. He was a guy that was painted. He had the horns on the buffalo head.
Braveheart kind of.
Yes. Yeah. That was him. And there was some video that came out that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, gave to Tucker Carlson at Fox News, and they aired the footage, and it appeared to show police leading this guy around into the Capitol, finding open doors for him, unlocked doors, and took him in there. Mm-hmm. The shaman gave thanks to the police officers for guiding him into the Capitol, into the whatever that main chamber is. And and he became kind of the poster child for January 6th. And he got sentenced to a long time, I think years in prison for his insurrection. I don't think he was charged with insurrection. People still call it that, but his trespassing that he did.
Yeah.
And so that footage got released, and it seems like the government went, all right, we'll just let you go. I was amazed to see this. It doesn't even seem like they really fought this. I mean, this was their guy. This was their,
Are you suggesting that this person may have been a plant?
Not a plant. I think he was... let me just say this. I am not convinced that any major event that has happened within the past 100 years is not cheered on and agitated by intelligence in our government, intelligence agencies, CIA, FBI. I'm not convinced that, there was a lot of evidence now. There's a lot of reporting about these. There was a Governor Whitmer kidnapping. There was FBI agents in there. Half of those guys got found not guilty because they were agitated by the FBI to commit these crimes. They used to do it to Muslims shortly after 9/11. Same thing. They would set up some, you know, mentally handicapped man, meet him online and set him up with someone who was in, you know, one of these terror groups, and then have him purchase weapons. And then when he went to go make the purchase, they would arrest them and then take him in. And then the FBI would claim that they broke up a terror plot that they, in fact, kind of started from the get-go. So this is nothing new by any means. And they're really good at it. I would say they're really good at it, but also at the same time, really bad at it. Really bad at it. Because they get exposed so quickly on, and I guess that's thanks to the internet, I guess, really. That's
going to say that's probably more of a recent phenomenon.
Right.
Because there's receipts for everything these days, you know? Think about how easy it would have been to get away with murder, like, in the 60s. Like, if you just were a doctor and knew what you were doing, you could Dexter your way out of it. Now, not so much. Because there's cameras everywhere, and you sent this text message to that person, and then this surveillance camera, you know, picked you up. So it's much harder to get away with things these days, which is obviously good and bad, depending on what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to matter to a lot of people who are just kind of either red-pilled or blue-pilled. The red-pilled people are just like, yeah, we knew this. Blue-pilled people go, no, Tucker Carlson shouldn't release this footage. It freed a guilty man. This was a bad thing. So I don't really expect it to change anybody's mind. But there must have been things behind the scenes. Like, who even has the authority to do that? I mean, I guess a judge did it. But, like, commute a sentence like that, like, all right, just go. Get out of here. Forget it. Like, you're in prison 1 minute, and then somebody comes in and goes, all right, you can go now. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't. So he was on trial. He was charged. He was sentenced. And then all of a sudden his sentence was commuted. Is that how that went? Was he on trial? I honestly have not been paying attention, sadly enough. Did these people stay on trial or no? Like,
well, OK, so it says here that this is from CBS that the Capitol rioter, known as the QAnon Shaman, has been transferred from a federal prison complex to a halfway house in Arizona several months before he was initially set to be released. I don't know what that means. Is that 10 months? Or he was sentenced to 41 months. So let's do the math here. Is that about 3.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
I mean, you know, they made it seem like these people were going to go to jail forever, but.
Well, that's the thing. And then this is something that really bugs me about people, too, is they go, well, he pleaded guilty. I mean, you can see it here. He pleaded guilty to the crimes. But they go, this is how the justice system works. They go, listen, you can plead guilty to this crime, or we're going to charge you with more stuff. And
now, if you're found guilty of that, you're going to prison
for like 50 years.
Right.
So you can take the 41 months, or you can take a gamble on a jury trial and potentially go to prison for 50 years. I'm not a betting man. So you go, okay, fine. I'll plead guilty and do the 41 months. That's what this guy opted to do. And it was obstruction of an official proceeding is what he was charged with. That was a federal crime. He spent jail time prior to his guilty plea. And so they just kind of let him go. I'm trying to figure out like what happened here. It says, according to prosecutors, Chansley proceeded to take pictures of himself. Yeah. We know all that stuff.
I mean, it could have been that he gave information. Could have been that he was planned. It could have been that he was going to start talking about other stuff that maybe he knew that they didn't want getting out. Who knows?
This article doesn't tell you anything. Doesn't say he went in front of a judge.
Well, it doesn't. News. That's pretty on brand.
I'm thinking that if they don't say that he had a hearing or something and the judge let him out early, that this must have came from the top. It must have came from like the White House or something, where they just go, this looks really bad for us. This footage came out of cops leading these insurrectionalists around the building.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good. He's going to sue us. It's going to look bad politically. It's just, all right, let's just cut bait now and kind of move on from this. The damage is done. I mean, those images that were shown to everybody over the past year and a half, 2 years now, close to it. I mean, it's already burned in everybody's. Everybody has an opinion about it.
But I think that it was actually a smart play, because people are so sick of hearing about January 6th, myself included, because I haven't paid attention. People are so sick of hearing about Donald Trump that when I heard that he was running again, like, I was like, massive eye roll. I want nothing to do with this. I don't want to hear about January 6th. I don't want this to be a personal vendetta for you to run again. So I think it's just kind of like they do that on purpose to exhaust the audience so that even his supporters are over it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think you're right. I mean, like the juice is kind of out of this fruit, and it's kind of done with now. Nobody really cares. Nobody cares.
Even the people who were like rah-rah Trump don't care. The people that were against it don't care. People have just kind of tuned it out. Just this like January 6th white noise, another Senate hearing, another committee, another indictment. You're just like, all right, enough. We've been hearing about this, what, it's two years and a couple months? Like almost every day there's something about Jan 6th. It's like, all right, who cares? Not me.
So yeah, so it's done with. So yeah, now it's just politically like convenient for them to cut bait with this guy. What about the other ones? I wonder what the other people who are facing like more serious charges, what they're going to do with them now.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope we can pivot to something a bit more interesting, a bit more compelling. Now, it was compelling when it happened, and I actually remember the day quite vividly because I had taken a nap that day, Will, and I only took a nap for about 25 minutes. And within that 25 minutes, you had blown my phone up going, oh my God, I can't believe this is something along those lines. And I was like, oh, that's how I found out about January 6th was from you. You were like, oh my God, the world is over. We are in end times. You said something very Will Koontz-esque.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh Jesus, what happened? And then I learned that the Capitol building was stormed and, you know, the rest is history. So yeah.
Long live the QAnon shaman. That's what
Mosh
says.
What's up, Mosh? Oh my God.
Amen. My man's Mosh free. My homie. Yeah. David Santelli says, hey. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Manny says, hello. Hi.
Hello, Manny. Cordoba.
Eric says, I swear I learned something every time I listen to you guys regarding Snoozy McGee and her farts. I think that was right around that time. Yes. I lived it, Eric. I can tell you that much. Scott says, I got my stickers yesterday. Thanks, Will. You're welcome, buddy. I got about 12 more and are available right now. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com, 813-693-2124. Can hit me up on social media too in the DMs and get those. I'll get those to you. Home_made_man. Send me a mailing address and we'll get you hooked up. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, do you know who Jack Harris is?
Yes, I heard the news.
You heard? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, honestly, who cares? I mean, it's sad to see him go. No, shame. Like, I actually knew Jack.
Yeah.
Like before I was let go from my little TV gig that lasted a whole whopping 4 months, you know, I worked with Jack a few times and he was a very endearing man.
Where did you work with Jack at?
Remember when I had that TV gig at WFLA?
Oh yes. Yep.
So a few times he was on the panel with me and he was a very nice elderly man. You know, his age definitely showed when he would try to weigh in on some current topics, but you know, I knew that he was like a local legend and it was really cool working with him, but looks like he's done.
He is done. He got the news, I believe it was yesterday, after his show. He was on 970 here, WFLA, for, I don't know, he's been in the market
50 years.
I think it might be 50 years. Just a crazy long, career that he's had. And you know, he was the voice of Tampa Bay, I think, for a very long time. And they did. This is just how the business goes, though. It just kind of was like after his show yesterday, just said, hey, by the way, that was your last show. Not letting them say goodbye or step aside.
Well, that's a classic error to tell someone they're fired and then let them go on a live mic. Yeah, you probably don't want to do that.
I mean, maybe for some like me, that's probably a good idea. Don't let me do that. If you ever fire me, but Jack Harris, he's 80 something years old. Like, what is he going to do? Like just yell the N word for 10 minutes. It's,
you know, he ain't gonna do that. you think about it. Like, even if he's a gentle older man, he's worked for a place for 50 years and then gets fired. You don't think he's going to have some grievances, maybe in an off-colored moment on the air? As someone who would be in management, I would never allow that to happen because, you know, they start saying crazy stuff. Because you think about, if you've worked at a place for 50 years, you probably know some skeletons in the closet. So you start airing some stuff about some people. Maybe you're not even breaking FCC regulations, rules, whatever. You just start talking about people that you know, people that fired you, what they've been up to, that sort of thing. So, I mean, you can't allow that sort of thing to happen.
I don't know. I just feel like with somebody like that, they could have maybe planned for this a little better, said, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, it's one of those things. You're right. Potentially it might fly off the handle and expose, you know, somebody. Well, or
what I was told by my boss, Bubba Love Sponge, because we discussed this on our after show a little bit, was that I think he kind of, they were trying to give him the hint to leave, because I think he was only doing like 5 to 7 a.m. Like, it was like a 2-hour shift. I guess he had more of a prime time slot before, and then he kind of got reduced to like this weird morning slot, and I think they were trying to hint to him to like retire and quit, and he didn't.
Yep.
And so they're like, dude, bye.
Yeah, that they got Ryan Gorman over there in the mornings. They're high on him.
Oh, man.
What?
I worked with that guy too.
Did you really?
Yes, I worked with him maybe tops 3 to 4 times on the TV deal. And I'll never forget the first time we worked together. I was like, I hate this guy.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Yes. Why?
Because he's a classic interrupter. So they would like propose the question. I would start talking, and then he would just like, I wouldn't even pause. Like, he would just start talking over me. And I remember like looking at him and then remember Jim from The Office, like doing that to the camera, like, and then I'd be like, okay, it's his first time. He's a little like TV happy, trigger happy, whatever. So I did it again. He jumps in, like he interrupted me 3 or 4 times to the point where I didn't say anything. The executive producer of the show contacted him, and he then contacted me to apologize and said, the producer told me I was interrupting you like the whole time. I'm really sorry about that. I'm like, yeah, you were. I didn't answer any questions. Biatch. So he improved a little bit, but I always held that initial interaction against him.
Yeah, first impression.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sorry. Now I'm doing it to you now. Sorry, go ahead.
No. It's the connection. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, so they were high on him, and now he just kind of moved into that. Now his show's from like 5 to 10 or something now every day. Actually applied over there to be his producer and did not get hired. Shocking. Shocking. I couldn't believe it. Your loss. Your loss, I say. But yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like for Jack, for how long he's been here, take the risk. And let him say goodbye to his, maybe give him a week, you know, a goodbye week instead of just a day, or I don't know.
It's like, just not a good idea. Well, like I would let, no one would want to hear the last show of someone who's just been fired. Trust me, I'd be tuning in. But from a business perspective, that's a bad move. Bad move. They know stuff about people. Think about what you know about people at Cox.
I don't know anything.
Like, run that through your mind about things you know of what have happened, blah, blah, blah. And if you were to, you don't know anything?
I don't think so. Good. I don't want to know anything either. I'm glad I don't know anything. I've had people like conversations with other people, and they're like, oh boy, there's this. And I go, just don't. They didn't want to tell me. And I just go, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to have any indication about anybody or anything that goes on. And I just want to show up and do my measly 2 hours at night and, you know, just be there. And that's all I want right now. I don't want any, I love gossip. I love talking crap. It's one of my favorite things, but When it comes to that's why we're friends. When it comes to that place, I just like, I just got to keep my head down and do my work and, you know, not worry about anybody else.
Probably best, but I'm too much of a yenta for that stuff. You know, I'm too much of a yenta to keep my nose out of other people's business. Cause it's just too much fun.
Yeah.
Especially when the best, and I know, you know exactly what I'm talking about, is when the proximity between you and drama is like one person removed. If it's too removed, like a person you know who knows someone who knows someone, not so fun. When it's happening to you, too stressful. But when it's someone you know, like for example, when someone that we knew was sending pictures of their genitalia to all of the women that have ever graced the doors at Cox Radio, what is it, Cox Group, Media Group? Who CMG, who cares? I don't even remember what it's called anymore. When that happened, will that event alone helped me get through the worst breakup of my life? Like, that's how important that became to me, because the drama and stress that was happening to him was so funny and entertaining that it brought me just enough joy to you know, to keep going, to see another day, even though I was really going through the gutter at that point in my life. So, you know, it can save lives is what I'm saying.
I get that. I get what you're saying. It just takes distractions away. You could just go, man, it could be worse. I could be pulling, you know, taking pics of my dong and sending them to every woman in my phone book. Yeah. Yes.
You're like, I'll take my life, please, instead of that any day of the week. Yeah.
Well, you got to learn from people's mistakes, man. I know I took that to heart, to that whole thing. I was like, it's very important that you not send your dong to some chick that listens to your radio show. Really important. Yeah. You know,
yeah, so. And it wasn't just one chick, so but yeah,
oh, I know, yeah. I know, you got to be more discreet with your dong. That's what I've learned over the years.
Do send your dong, don't put your face in the pic,
yep,
because there's always plausible deniability if there's no face. That ain't me.
Now, did this person have his face included in the pics?
I'm assuming so.
Oh my God! Yeah,
but I cannot say with 100% certainty.
I didn't even know that was I thought everybody knew that. I mean, you don't put your face in there.
I mean, you remember this person? This person wasn't exceptionally gifted when it came to making good decisions.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah, that's really good advice, guys. If you are going to send dong pics, make sure your face is not in the photo.
Plausible deniability saves lives.
Get some sort of background to some sort of like indistinct flooring or something as the background that could be anywhere, anything. You know, don't put any like paintings that you have.
Tattoos. If you have tattoos, try to get it out of the picture.
Yes. Yes. Very important. Very important indeed. Yeah. So shout out to Jack Harris. That's how we should.
I'm sorry, Jack.
I'm sorry, Jack, that happened to you. That was really mean. And you're a legend. If he ever comes across this, I want him to know. Just big ups to Jack Harris, voice of Tampa, the GOAT. You know, there won't be one like him probably ever again. We're all going to be replaced by AI here in a very short period. So we're all going to be Jack Harris. Eventually, yeah. But yeah, it's just, it's a cruel biz. That's for sure. I guess every business is, but I don't know. This one seems even more heartless sometimes.
Yeah. You know, this is just, it's sad because it's not the fairy tale ending. He has this prolific career and then it's just like, pack your stuff. You ain't coming back tomorrow. You know,
yeah.
It's sad.
It is. Cause it happens to everybody. It's like you're on top of the world and then it just, you know, the distribution curve comes to a peak and then it starts to go down until it's at zero. And, you know,
But here's the thing that's like exceptionally kind of sad about this. Not that this is that sad, but you understand, is that like time's not on his side.
Yeah.
So it's not like he has another 30 years to get back on another station or move to a new city. Like it's over. It's done. you know? So
it, yeah, you're right. And I can't help think about like dudes where their career is their life. And I feel like Jack's one of these, you know, he was radio. That's like what he did always since he was a kid. And, you know, I think about the coach for Penn State that he had that scandal, remember, with Sandusky and what's his name? Paterno. That's him.
Joe Paterno.
And then he had to like eventually just be like, all right, now I have to step aside because of this scandal.
Didn't he like die a year after that or something?
Yes. Like, I don't even think it was a year. It was like really? A few months. And I can't, you know, not wishing that on anybody. I'm just saying like, it almost reminds me of a scenario, you know, like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just, he didn't do anything with the kid, right? It was just that he covered it up.
Or look the other way, yeah, or just didn't get involved. I don't know how much he knew exactly, but Eric wants to know if Bubba offered Jack time on his show.
Can I tell you something? As we were talking about it just now, when we get off, I'm about to text Bubba and be like, should we contact Jack so that he can come on our show and air some grievances? Because I think that would be phenomenal radio. So that's really who made that comment so I can give him a shout out?
Eric Anderson.
We are on the same wavelength, my friend, but I was thinking the exact same thing. So I'll reach out to Bubba and see if that's something that he wants to do. I have a feeling he will. So
yeah, I know Drew offered him some time on his show too.
Oh, he did?
So, yeah.
Oh,
okay. So, but I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm sure he would like to do a media tour anyways, as many as possible. Yeah. I really don't feel like he's going to just unleash though. I don't get that vibe. I think he's probably just gonna be like, well, you know, my time has come to an end, and that's I had a great time doing this. It was so fun. It was a time of my life, and I really will cherish these memories forever. And then you're like, okay, thank you. We need Bubba some dirt.
Bubba has a gift of bringing out the worst in people, so hopefully
well, I bet
Angry Jack on the air, you know.
I bet you he's got definitely some good stories that he can probably tell now. I don't know if it's gonna be dirt, but I bet she's got, over that career, there's definitely some gems in there. So yeah, big ups to Jack Harris. Tough times. Mosh Shelton says, I need a shirt. You can get them at hmbradio.com/store. I actually don't have any. If I had some printed, I would give you one, Mosh, but it's one of those things where they print it when it's ordered, so I can't even give you one. But they're there, they're pretty cheap. I make like 40 cents on them. So there's hats, there's a hoodie that's really cool.
There's shirts. My dad has one. It's really, really nice.
Yeah,
it's really good quality. Yeah, you did great with that.
Yeah, thanks. I'm in the midst of kind of designing a new one. I want to do a shirt or a hoodie or something with the Super Bowl ring logo, with like the stickers. That's going to be the next one, I think. So be on the lookout for that. I got to figure out something with, you make no money on those. And I just want people to have, I could make money, but I'm not going to charge people $30 for a t-shirt. That's insane. I'm not doing that to make $7. So just, I try to keep it as low as possible just so people can, you know, get them. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anna, thanks so much.
Yes.
Long live the QAnon shaman. Long live Jack Harris. And I hope everybody has a fantastic, terrific, wonderful Thursday. I think Johnny and I are off on Friday. He's got some stuff going on, and I do as well. So I think we're going to do a replay. But you can catch Anna. Where can they find you, Anna?
Oh, well, we've been kicked off Twitch, so we are now on Rumble.
Oh.
20 a.m. as well, but Rumble at the Bubba Army is probably the best way to find and interact with the show. So
thank you so much, Anna Hummel. Yep. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye.
There she goes. Thank you, folks. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you, Mosh. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Manny. Thank you, Scott. Interact. Follow me on social. Get a t-shirt. Donate. Will Koontz, Venmo. I split that with Anna, whatever I get over there. So much appreciated. Some of you do that, and it is, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, $5, whatever, or zero. You don't have to do that at all. All right, that's the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Koontz. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by The Indie Circuit. If you are listening on podcast, thank you very much. Tell a friend about it. Share it on your social media. Follow me on social media at @home_made_man. And have a good one. Goodbye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.